10th paper, The Power of a Smile, page 42.
For the first time since tourism began, France is no longer the world's top tourist destination. While still blessed with 79 million visitors annually, the country has slipped to third place, behind the USA and Spain, for income from tourism. The French are notorious for their indifference to struggling foreigners. Visitors to the country have complained for decades about the rudeness of the French and their lack of hospitality. In a recent interview, French Secretary of State for Tourism, Luc Chatel, said that this was our greatest handicap. The French authorities are taking the situation seriously. In an attempt to improve their country's image, they have suggested that new guidelines be given to those working with foreigners to urge them to be better hosts. The guidelines are directed mainly at service givers in the tourist industry. Shopkeepers who aggressively throw the change onto the counter are being encouraged to put up welcome signs and to be more patient when dealing with tourists. Post office workers have been asked to wear little flags showing the foreign languages they speak in order to help visitors who don't speak French. Chatel offers several other practical tips for those who work in the tourist industry. He advises them to be the first to say bonjour when meeting a tourist. If they speak some English, they should not pretend that they don't. Instead, they should be brave and generous and use it. If a tourist tries to speak to them in French, they should be patient. Finally, if none of the above is possible, they should smile. Even families are being encouraged to join the effort by opening their homes to tourists. Meeting the French is an agency that arranges for tourists to be invited to dinner in French homes. So far, 80 French households have signed up. While such steps are certainly welcome, only time will tell if they can succeed in restoring France to its number one position on the tourist map.